Hi guys, this is Evidence of Utopia, and this is the aftercare audio for Struggle For Me, for people who find this content more difficult to process. So I originally recorded this, and it was unscripted. This is still unscripted, but I have an outline this time. It was just way too rambly and self-indulgent, so most important thing is you are valid. It is okay for you to not be into this kind of content. That's 100% normal, acceptable, and all right. There is no shame in, you know, struggling with listening to anything, right? Anything that you're into. It's like not liking broccoli. Like, I'm just gonna shame you for not liking broccoli. That was a really weird analogy, but your boundaries are important. If you listened to this audio and like halfway through decided it was not for you, then first off, I hope that either you used the safe word audio and that it was helpful in some way, or if not, that's why I'm here right now, out of character, just me as a human talking to you about this stuff. And also, if you if you listen and decide it was not for you, then that's good. And if you are one of the people who show up and just listen to the aftercare and you didn't even listen to the audio, then that's also good. I think it's important to maintain your personal boundaries. And that should always be accepted and encouraged. I know I personally have a lot of trouble with my own boundaries, so that's good. And that's what I wanted to communicate by including that safe word audio. If you didn't listen to the safe word audio, there is an immediate stop, immediate care, and there's zero guilt. I think the absolute worst thing anybody could do in a situation like that is to guilt the other person. That's highly insensitive and unempathetic, and everybody on the planet deserves better. So you don't deserve to be guilted or shamed for not being into something. And if you're somebody who, you know, has drawn that boundary for yourself, then hopefully in some form I'm able to validate that by just saying I admire that a lot. Because as I mentioned, I am somebody who has a lot of trouble with my own personal boundaries, so that's good. And you are welcome here in this weird little space of aftercare. I don't have a ton else to say. I think it's nice to try to create content. I've been putting on a lot of non-consent content that has like bad endings. And I wanted to create one that had like a happy ending where it was roleplay all along and like everybody was safe and there's no risk, there's constant check-ins and stuff like that. So like, this is maybe a better way to do it IRL, right? Like, the other thing I wanted to talk about was the topic of like consent in general, right? And like what constitutes and doesn't constitute consent, right? I would say that if somebody gives you a yes, I want this, that counts as consent. Anything that, you know, requires some form of coercion or like strong convincing or anything like that, like that's not the same thing. Like you can't pressure somebody into wanting to do something and call it consent. So the idea behind this audio is that it's between two very fully consenting parties. And I hope for that to be viewed as a positive thing. You don't have to be into it. I'm just saying that I think the idea of two like mutually agreeing parties is good. I wanted to create a safe space to explore something a little bit more physical or visceral. That being said, it's very important to me that this content still has that tag on it. We'll use the R word. This is a trigger for R word. It has the rape tag on it. Because the point of that tag is to be there, right? The lesser point of that tag is probably so people who want to listen to that content can identify and find it. But then the greater point of that tag is so that people who don't want to listen to that kind of audio can identify that for themselves, right? That needs to be listed. So even if there's like a, even though like, you know, the characters in this audio are both consented to the situation, it's very important to me that it is still labeled as such. Because the safety of the, like, emotional safety of like the people who listen is really important, right? So, I think some people need to hear that in like for themselves, right? Like, this is a really hard topic because I'm not a trained professional to this. Like, I'm not trained to discuss this kind of thing, but I'm literally just some guy in a chair in his room. But what I'm getting at is, if somebody, no one else can tell you what your consent constitutes, right? Like, if you decide that you saying something is not consent, then that's that. That's the end of the story, right? Like, what I'm hoping to do here is to empower people and make sure that, like, they know they have the ability to discern for themselves, at the very least, like, for starters, right? The bare minimum is to determine for yourself what consent is and your own ability to give it. That's something that's really important. Yeah, I don't think I have much else to say about this one. If you listened to it and you got something out of it, I'm glad to hear it. If you listened to it and didn't get anything out of it, or if you didn't listen at all, then I want you to know that that's okay. And, you know, you're not missing something or, like, broken in any capacity just because, you know, the one, you're not into, like, one specific thing. So I'm going to end this with what I started with, which is that you are valid. Everybody comes from different places, and I think recognizing that is really important. So wherever you came from, you somehow ended up here. And I'm grateful, I guess, that somehow, I don't know, found this important enough to listen to. So thank you for your time, and I hope you have a great week. Take care.